When we recorded Our Winter Love, and signed with Columbia Records, and we did it in the latter part of 1962 in November, and it's in the book Grady Martin, who was very instrumental in these sessions, brought me this demo, and he had put it on 45 instead of 78. And everything on it slowed down, and so consequently, here comes this little piano figure on the very top. Let's see if I can get over there and show you the way that the record sounds was like this. By mistake, he had one or two beers too many, and it came out this way. And instead of this, you got... And I knew at that time that there was no slapback machine that would go that slow, so I figured I'll play the first chord, if you put some reverb on it, and play the second chord just a little softer, like that, keeping your hands firm. And that became a gimmick for the record. And so consequently, I don't know how everybody else took to it, but at the same time, that certainly wasn't a country record. And it went up to in the top 10 in the country at the time.
Can you play a little bit of that?
Yeah. Start. And then I put it. And then this. From there. We used something on that record on the second chorus that had only been used once on a record by Marty Robbins called Don't Worry About Me, and it was a complete accident. It happened in the studio when Grady plugged in his guitar and there was a distortion on his guitar. And if you've ever remember the kickoff that I Can't Get No Satisfaction. Well, that's the sound that Richard plays on that guitar. That was the sound that we heard in the studio by mistake. And Grady said to Mort, forget about it. Let's plug in. I'll use it on my solo. And I almost fell out of my chair when he did it. But that became the first use of that particular thing. And then Bill Justice, who I was working with, on my record, I went to him and I said, look, we're both arrangers, but I'll tell you what I want, and I'll be the soloist, and you'll be the arranger. And so we worked together, and his idea was to put that on the second chorus. And Harold Bradley played the guitar one octave above that, so that you got... That's the story of it. That's how that record happened.
And then people started making fuzz boxes, and then that became guitar distortion.
You were there when that sound happened.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
And
then, of course, you know, the next chorus, it's the Anita Kerrs. Oh, you know, the Disney voices. So it's on the string, you know, the long lyrical melodies. It's all on that song.